Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. A fifth grade teacher from Pella has been named the state's History Teacher of the Year and Iowa Council for the Social Studies Elementary Teacher of the Year. Rebecca Helen joins us on today's program to talk about what goes on in her classroom at Jefferson Intermediate School. Well, Rebecca, first of all, congratulations. You've been named both the Iowa History Teacher of the Year and Social Studies Teacher of the Year. What was that response like for you when you first found out that you had won those awards?
It's just an honor to be among staff and other teachers who have earned the award as well and learn from them and their experiences. And yeah.
First of all, for our listeners who aren't familiar with where you teach, where are we sitting right now and what are some of the subjects you do teach here?
Yeah, we are sitting in a fifth grade classroom at Jefferson Intermediate School here at Pella Community Schools. I teach fifth grade social studies and language arts and have been here. This is my 11th year in the district.
And so how did you get involved in teaching? What kind of led you into this classroom?
I'm one of those people who decided really young that I wanted to be a teacher. I was actually in third grade when I made up my mind that I wanted to be a teacher. And so I started watching my teachers in Lake Mills Community School District for years and what they did and how they did things, and just knew for a long time that I wanted to be a teacher. So I attended Central College. That's how I got to Pella, and then enjoyed the community in the area and stuck around.
When it comes to social studies and history, what is it very important about those, do you think, especially at this elementary level, to be able to share that kind of information and to get kids taught about those subjects?
Definitely. Well, social studies in and of itself is really the study of human beings and how we interact with each other and with our environments. And there's nothing more relevant and pertinent to kids than how they interact with each other and their environment. It's just not something that we really focus on in a lot of other places. So social studies is a great place to talk about big concepts that kids encounter in their everyday life, like friendship or conflict. But we can do it through the lens of history. So we can look at people who've had great friendships or people who have worked through conflict in history, and then the kids can take what they observe and analyze from those interactions and apply it to their own daily life.
What are the ways that you try to get them kind of excited about the subjects?
I would say memorization is one of the things that we don't necessarily focus on. So a lot of people will think that social studies is a lot about memorizing things like dates or names of people or states and capitals and those kinds of things. And while those are pieces and components of the social sciences, the bigger topic is more of those conceptual lenses and learning pieces. So it's about asking great questions for kids, things that are relevant to them, things that they want to answer, things that are engaging, things that are controversial. And then helping them to know how to talk about it and collaborate with their peers, to learn from other people, to make their own conclusions, and then to take action on those and do something productive with it.
So say I walked into the classroom today and you were having class. What are the things that, from a teaching standpoint, that you try to engage a fifth grade audience with this kind of material that's pretty heavy and things that, you know, at that age could be very difficult to grasp?
I think it's a process for kids, so it's a gradual release of authority and responsibility with that. So, like, for example, if you were to have walked into my social studies class today we were talking about ways to efficiently and effectively locate specific information within our social studies textbook. So that's a very narrow focus skill, but something that kids need to do a good job on in order to be able to set them up for bigger things in the future. So one of the things that we will be doing in the future is talking about conflict, and we'll be using the events that led up to the American Revolution as like our case study for that. We'll talk about how conflict that's unresolved grows over time, and we'll look at the progression of that and what happens from people disagreeing to people destroying property to people gathering into angry mobs. And then kids will take that and apply it to their own conflict and say, okay, well, if I've had conflict with somebody on the playground, for example, has that conflict grown over time? And if so, what does that look like? And what options do I have for ways to handle that conflict instead of, you know, some negative ways of doing that?
What are the ways that you define success in your classroom? Because I know oftentimes teachers, you have to put the grade on the report card. I know that. But for you, when you see a reaction from a student, what are the things that you're looking for as a successful day, a successful semester, or whatever it may be?
One of the indicators of success for me personally is when an adult comes into my classroom and can't find me because I'm not the center of attention and I'm not the focus on what's going on in the room, but rather I'm coaching alongside of a student and helping them through whatever they're working on. Another indicator of success would be kids asking great questions of each other. So initially, a lot of what we'll focus on is, you know, I'll be as the teacher asking those questions, but then I'll be equipping them and enabling them to ask those great questions of each other. And then they can take that and go into a great discussion about something when they're equipped with those question starters.
Well, we've talked a lot about the students, but for those teachers, especially those who may be at Central College right now, if you were to have one word of advice or one thing to say to a teacher, especially if maybe their first day of school that you had a couple weeks ago, what is that thing or those things that you try to convey teacher to teacher, staff member to staff member, or to a Central College shadow who's in here for a day?
I would encourage them to ask great questions and listen really well. Because kids will have great things to say if we can take the time to listen to them. And maybe they don't always articulate it super clearly yet, which makes sense. They're kids. They're still working on developing that. But as we listen well and help them to clarify what they're thinking, they have great things to do and great things to think and great ideas in their heads. So it's great to follow their lead.
Once again, that was Iowa History Teacher of the Year and Iowa Council for the Social Studies Elementary Teacher of the Year, Rebecca Helland. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.